Well, the sermon title has probably tipped you off that we are primarily going to be looking at our Romans lesson today, as far as where the sermon comes from. And it's not because there's anything wrong with preaching about weeds and wheat and things. It's just every time I get into these botanical and farm-like metaphors, I feel just a little bit lost because it's just not something I really know much about other than in theory. Whereas I do know quite a lot about being a child because I was one for quite a while. Some people will tell you I'm not entirely sure if I've made my way out yet, but I like to think I have. And so as I was thinking about this whole business coming out of Romans, where we see over and over again the phrase children of God, or this idea that we are children of God, adopted in, that we can talk to God in ways that are of familiarity, saying things like Abba, Father, rather than just a formal kind of connection. I started thinking about this whole idea of children and said, of course we're children, but whose? And how do we know? Well, when it comes to being a regular child, I know I'm Angie and Garth's child because they told me. And there are others who were there who saw them raise me up, so I was their child at a bare minimum adopted in, but they told me I was born in, and I believe them, because why wouldn't I? If nothing else, I look a bit like them. I have what is usually referred to as the Holzlander nose, which for those of you at home is this thing. Not as big as some, but bigger than many. I have some other things that connect me with the family. I have some similarities in my facial structure, which is hard to see behind all these whiskers, to my mother's side as well. So it's pretty sure that I am connected with them. And then when we get into what I'm like, I act a lot like them. And people will tell me, who have known me and known our family for a long time, oh, you tell that story just like your dad did. Or you talk about this thing the same way your mother did. And of course I do, because that's where I learned these things. And one of the things that we do, of course, is we absorb mannerisms and turns of phrase from the people around us. And who are we most with for, say, the first 15, 16 years of our lives, probably until we get a driver's license? It's probably our family, maybe schoolmates as well, but our family. And so acting like your parents, it's a common outcome, of course, for children. It doesn't happen with all, but it even comes to bonus children. I'm sure I've told this story before because it is just so good. When the new president of the Bible College and Seminary where I used to work came, his wife was a wonderfully vivacious, delightful woman, played the viola in the orchestra, talented, funny, all those things. And so Haley was standing with Norma, my bonus mom, my stepmother. And the president's wife came up and said, oh, this is your granddaughter. Oh, I see where she gets her hair color. Well, not only was there no connection, but Norma had dyed her hair. And so there was absolutely nothing at all. So when she pointed that out, the two adults had a great laugh. I think Kaylee laughed. She might have been young enough to not feel sort of embarrassed by being noticed. I think they all had a good laugh over that. You know, but there are some things that I do, honestly, that are very similar to Norma, to my bonus mom, who I wasn't raised by. She was one of my professors, but I was 26 when I first encountered her. But still, as she married my dad and we spent more time with her, there are things that I do. So there's similarities. Well, what am I getting to with all of this? Well, you may know already, but in verse 14 of Romans 8, we see, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So, we now know. We know that we are children of God. In the same way that I know that Garth and Angie were my parents, because I'm sure they're tired of it by now, but I don't know, when you go to pick up a prescription, you give them your name and they ask, what's your birthday? Just a little bit of extra, I don't know, identification or something. So I tend to say, well, it's March 20th, 1962, or so they tell me. I don't remember it very well. But of course I don't. Nobody remembers their birthday. And if you are one of those people who can remember back that far, I'm sure you're not able to process a calendar on that day. But I was told that. And I take that by faith and because it's just sensible to do. And we take this by faith. When we're thinking of whose children we are, well, I'm here to tell you that we're children of God. Because it says so, that we are children of God. It says right there, you who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Well, how do we know? We can be told lots of things. I suspect you have heard stories of people who'd found out they were adopted later on in life without knowing that. People don't always tell you the truth. There are other things that need to come in. So how do we know? Well, do we look like God? Well, obviously, we're not talking about looks. God has no corporeal existence. God doesn't have a form the same way we do. So when we ask, do we look like God? Or do we act like God? In the same way that when people tell me I look like my dad or I act like my mother, they're not saying that we are the same. If nothing else, I'm taller than my dad was. My arms are longer. It was out of the ordinary. He wasn't freakishly short of arm, but his arms weren't as long as many people's. So you had in our family, my older brother Gordon, whose arms are longer than they should be, you know what I mean. My dad's were shorter, so if we could have averaged out their sleeve length, they both would have been okay, because dad's sleeves tend to come down to about here until he got them tailored, and Gordon's came to about there until he got them tailored, and that was just the way it is. But so when we say we look like our parents, we don't mean that. We mean there are bits that look like. Apparently, I look like my dad a lot around the eyes. I'll take people's word for that. Do I look like God? Do I act like God? And we're not talking about stepping in and taking over those aspects of God that are God's alone, of knowing what's actually going on, of being aware of the future, being in all places and all things. No, we're not talking about that at all. Are we acting in ways that demonstrate that we have a connection with God? A God who loves all of us. A God who loves all the creation. A God who wants to be in a relationship, not just with us, but in everyone. Are we acting in a way that represents that God? Well, I'm sure we are. I'm not preaching this sermon because I think that you people aren't, or even that I'm not. But we give evidence of whose child we are every time we're generous. Every time we take that extra moment to be kind. Every time we go a bit beyond the bare minimum. We demonstrate that we are a child of God when we take our carts back in the parking lot instead of leaving them there for someone else. It's a small thing, but not everybody does. We're the kind of person that when somebody drops something ahead of us, we call out to them, we pick it up for them and catch them. We don't look at it and see if we want to keep it for ourselves. When our neighbors ask for help, when they're laid up and they need someone to rake the leaves or shovel the walk, we don't ask how much they're going to pay us. We just do it. Because that's part of the Spirit of God within us. That same Spirit, that same spark that's in everyone. You don't have to have an explicit relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to be a decent human being. We all know people who are unaware of God at all and are decent human beings. But when we look at our lives overall, in their totality, at least as much as we have at the moment, are we more like people who are trying to be like God than people who aren't? Are we children of the evil one? Do we take advantage of people? Do we lie to get ahead? Are we willing to steal, to take advantage of things? Well, if we don't do those things, and we do the other, this is one of those dichotomies. You know how much I dislike binaries overall, but this is one, because they do exist. And overall, do our actions put us in that stream of believers for centuries, trying to make the world a better place that God might be glorified in what we do and in the people around us? That's how we give evidence that we're children of God. We can say we are, and we should. There's nothing wrong with admitting that. It's a good thing to admit that. But it's good if our behavior backs it up. I don't know about you, but these days, you may have wondered that clunky phrase I use, that I'm in a relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And I use that because it's tricky to use the word Christian these days, because it doesn't mean what it used to mean. And for many, many people, good people, well-minded people, the label of Christian is not what we want it to be. We have public figures of all sorts describing themselves as Christians and behaving in ways that even people who aren't in this faith family say is kind of surprising. So rather than saying that I am a Christian, although there's nothing wrong with that, just be prepared that some people might not really understand what you mean, but our behavior has to back it up. If I were to tell people that I was a member of the family I am and had nothing in common with them, people would have a legitimate reason to ask, really, are you sure? You're not like your parents. You're not like your brothers. You're not like your aunts or uncles or cousins. That's very odd. Doesn't mean I'm not. It's just odd. It's easier when people who have known my family for decades say, oh, of course you're a Holzlander. You fit right in. How do we know? Well, you've got the Holzlander nose, and it's impossible to leave your house. We talked about the Holzlander goodbye, and I'm sure many of you have the same thing. It's time to leave. Everybody gets up. We go to the door, and we talk for another 40 minutes. Maybe it's only in my family. I don't know. I suspect there are others where it happens. But if I'm going to say I'm a member of my family, it helps if I look that way. And if I'm going to say that I'm a member of this faith community, my actions should demonstrate that reality. And I know ours do. But it doesn't mean that we can't be encouraged to continue so. And that's what this message is about. To take that moment today or at some point, just take that moment and remind yourself of all those ways that you demonstrate that you are a child of God. Because we all are. And because you all do delightful things. I hear about them. How you care for other people. You volunteer your time. The things that you do give evidence to the reality that you believe that there's a God who loves all of us, who loves the creation, who wants human beings to be and to do well. And when we do that, we don't even have to say whose children we are. People will know. But if we do say it, it's really good if they can see that too. Amen.